Last week, Kurt Russell was at the Savoy promoting his new film, Stargate. Well, we made a deal with Kurt. We said, for every 4 questions he answered correctly, he was allowed to make a choice. He could either plug his new film or a prize he could have from our sack of really good gifts. And you know, these Hollywood stars, they're no different from the rest of us. Roll it.
Your 2 minutes begins right now. Kurt Russell, in John Carpenter's The Thing, you insisted Norway had
Sweden.
Sweden, it is another name. 3 questions on Sweden. Number 1, which stretch of water lies north of Stockholm?
Gulf of Bosnia.
Gulf of Bosnia. 3, other than Swedish, name 2 languages the Swedes might use.
Lap.
Yeah.
Finnish.
And Finnish, those are the 2. Number 4, what is the international dialing code for Malmö?
4640.
Stop the clock. 4 out of 4. That was just the biggest...
You didn't know who you were dealing with here, did you?
With the show clip.
You won a prize.
Okay, you won a prize. There you go. It is? It's a drum machine.
Yeah, good.
You've got your drum machine. Start the clock again. Question 5. In Escape from New York, how did it feel to wear an eye patch throughout the movie?
That's pretty cool. I'm like a pirate.
Like a pirate, sure. Okay, watch this clip.
Until we meet again on Every Second Counts, bye for now.
Okay, that was Paul Daniels, of course, but what is Paul Daniels' real name?
Ted Daniels,
it is. And his catchphrase would be...
you're going to like this. You're going to like this, not a lot.
That's his catchphrase, correct. Okay, the movie may be called Stargate, but can you give the star dates for the astronomer Galileo?
He was born in 1564, died in 1642.
You know your stuff. Stop the clock. That's 8 out of 8, your second choice. We can do a good promotion, or you can take another reward. I've got a bunch of gifts.
I'll take a gift.
Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
You and your wife? Yeah. You're going to Great Yarmouth.
Okay, great.
You and Goldie can look forward to the weekend of a lifetime. Kick off with a visit to the fantabulous Marina Center for all your piazza and conference needs. Then take a stroll along either of Yarmouth's 2 quite long piers before heading to the Model Village or the amazing Treasure World. No, you'll never exhaust the pleasures and treasures waiting to be discovered in Great Yarmouth.
Start the clock. What is the significance of this sentence? Give the gardener his cash profit in the Hightower. What would that be?
Characters I played.
4 characters you played? Yes, they are. Gardener, cash, profit, and Hightower. Uh-huh. In which film did you play gardener, though? Do you remember?
Horse in the Great Final Suit.
Sorry?
Horse in the Great Final Suit.
I need to hear that just once more.
Horse in the Great Final Suit.
That was it. Okay, look at this still.
Yeah.
Name the venue.
Ellen Road.
That is Ellen Road. Yeah. Earlier on this season, Tottenham had a 1-1 draw at Ellen Road. Who scored for Tottenham?
I want to say Barnby, but it's not Barnby. It's Barnby.
Quick look up and a good finish by Sheringham.
It was Teddy Sheringham.
Okay, there you go. Americans think it was Barnby.
Who scored for Tottenham?
Barnby.
No, actually, it was Teddy Sheringham. Remember 3 out of 4 there?
Yeah.
So the choice is out of your hand.
Yeah, it's a clip, isn't it?
But, no.
Oh, you don't want to see a clip either. Great.
It's not a clip. It's a Stargate style. I don't know what you call it. A mobile.
What's that
in the top of it? What is that in the right?
A little pull thing out, and it's... Oh, it's 20 pounds. This is better than a Christmas present from my grandmother.
It's a nice shot mobile plus 20 pounds.
Okay. Good here.
Rock and roll. Start the clock. On the cover of Bob Dylan's John Wesley Harding, how many people are wearing hats?
4.
4 there are. Okay, in regards to shining your ass on film, who's winning between you and your wife right now?
Well, I did it twice. Goldie, 4-2.
4-2, that's the answer we've got here. In the book Gulliver's Travels, Gulliver does have another name.
Lemuel.
Gulliver?
Lemuel.
Yeah, you're too good. Here's the last question. For 4 out of 2, in the film The Sound of Music, can you name 2 rhymes that Rodgers and Hammerstein came up with to rhyme with the word goatherd in The Lonely Goatherd?
Okay, one little girl in a pale pink.
Goatherd.
Goatherd.
Yeah.
Men drinking beer with a foam afloat of foam for her.
Russell, absolutely right.
Barnby, why didn't I know that was Ted?
That was Teddy Sheringham.
That's okay.
It's because Ted Daniels question earlier on. Yeah. It balances out. Thank Kurt,
thanks. This has been a great day.
I really enjoyed
this
doing
this. This is fun. Actually, this is a lot of fun.
It is better than doing these. And I'm sorry about the question about your arse. I mean, if you'll forgive me, your wife's rear end is just about the best in show business. I know she's famous for showing it off, but that in Overball, when she bends over and you're the handyman, and she
I shot that shot.
Yeah,
great.
I freeze frame that.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
No, but I freeze frame that sometimes, and I think,
enough.
No, I'm not.
God damn it, enough. Listen, you know when you go too far, right? That's enough. My wife's ass is my business, not yours. Right? You got that?
Yeah,
thanks. Here, take these goddamn things back. Forget it. Hey, you want my wife's ass? You can have it. I'm out of here. That's enough.
Good enough.
No, come and get me out of here. We, look, do you know how to do this thing?
We just come sit down.
Here, help me here.
You guys don't. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Okay? I'll tell you what, we'll run a clip of the film, yeah? Should we run a clip? I said, run a clip. Run a clip of the film.
You've got 7 minutes.
Thank you, we're off. I'm interested in his wife's house. Don't worry about it. Just look. Did you pick up the drum machine? I brought me boy's drum machine in. Did anyone pick it up? The drum machine in mine. Catch it, I don't get that. Mr. Russell!